Let's see how many points Brad lost. 41-33, dropping
Go Birds.
Him down.
41-33. That was from the Super Bowl.
Oh, well done, Brett. So yesterday or last night, actually, was day three of this greatest of all time Jeopardy tournament. Now, have you been watching it?
I recorded them, and then last night I actually watched it live while I was working on a project with my son, a school project, his Flat Frosty project, which, by the way, I'm pretty sure he's going to get an A. We're going to get an A on. You know how it works. But it was funny because I wasn't totally paying attention, but the kids were with me. So every once in a while, I would actually know an answer. So I would shout it out, and I was like, man, they must think I'm so smart.
Yeah, that is so exciting when you know one, right?
Yeah.
And speaking of knowing answers, I mean, since you got a couple right when you were watching it, maybe you'd like to give it a try now?
Well, great.
What do you think, Andy?
Are you smarter than Andy isn't enough pressure. All right, bring it. So are these from last night's show?
A combination of the last couple nights. Yeah, last couple nights.
All right.
Let me find a couple categories to give you. We have Road Trip, Prequels and Sequels, The Alps, By a Vowel, just Government in Crisis. Ooh. Any of these categories look good to you?
But the kids and I like to go on road trips, so let's start with that. I'll take Road Trips for 400, Dave.
Okay, here we go. Road Trips for 400. Your question is, you're nearing the eastern end of I-44 when you enter St. Louis and see this 630-foot-tall thing.
Oh, it's the arch. The gateway to America. The St. Louis Arch.
Yes, the gateway arch is correct.
Yes!
Andy, you have $400.
Oh,
you are on the board.
I could play Jeopardy.
You're winning.
This is a real question?
That was a real question. Yeah, these are all real questions.
Okay.
From the greatest of all time. Okay.
You did something about, like, movies, like, prequels
and sequels is
yeah,
one. Yeah,
I'll do that for like 200 because there's a lot of.
Okay,
them
you don't
want
to risk it. Okay, here we go. Here's your question, Andy. After becoming heir to a chocolate factory, Charlie goes on another adventure. This time in a great glass. One of these
elevator.
Yeah! Yes, an elevator.
Oh my gosh. You should have saved these for Are You Smarter Than Andy today.
No, I shouldn't have because you're getting them. All right, you have 600. Okay, we got to make this a little tougher because you have 600. So I'm going to pick the category Government in Crisis. Government in Crisis. Let's go for, say, 1600.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's the daily double.
The most difficult question on here.
What an amazing coincidence.
You are such a jerk. All right.
So how much you want to risk? You got 600.
I have 600. I'm going to, I could come up with a clever number, but you know, from this last Are You Smarter Than Andy, I'm not good with numbers. So let's, 200 seems to be lucky for me. Let's go with 200.
Andy's risking it all. 600. Here's your question.
Okay.
This 1832-1833 crisis ended when South Carolina backed down from its efforts to void federal law. Wow, this was too easy. I should have found a more difficult one.
That was the, what is the South Carolinian backing down from the government in the Federal Democracy Act of 1832? Oh.
Well, were you done?
I just wanted to keep going. So
the correct answer.
Are any of those words right?
The correct answer was nullification. Yes.
Isn't that what I said?
Nullification. Well, and you did fantastic, though.
Thank you.
You were winning for, two questions.
Come on, that was so good.
Great job. Great. Can we try more questions later on?
Oh, I hope so, Dave.
All right.
The Andy Summers Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.